Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
That's my dad, Marcus Baldwin, the world-famous jockey. Now he's the chairman of a super successful horse racing club. As his cherished only child, I was given everything I could ever dream of. But then something big happened that changed things. Before I tell you more, don't forget to like and subscribe. At the age of 8, I was in the playroom brushing my doll's hair when Dad let this tatty-looking woman and her daughter in.
Audrey, I'd like you to meet Belinda and her mom. They're going to be staying here for a while and be our new mates.
Belinda looked so frightened. So, feeling bad for her, I took her hand and let her play with my dolls. We soon became the best of friends, and I even managed to persuade Dad to let her attend the same school as me. Unsurprisingly, I grew up obsessed with horses and dreamed of becoming a famous jockey like Dad. I practiced riding my horse, Jackal, every day after school, and we became quite the formidable team. Soon, I was winning a heap of junior contests, and even the newspapers predicted I'd be the next big name in the world of horse racing. This certainly helped my popularity at school, and I began a clique full of elite members. However, there was one slight problem. Due to Belinda's humble background, the other girls didn't get with her. Where did you get those shoes from? Your grandma? Did you let your grandma style your hair too? Come on, girls. Let's see if the canteen has any oat muffins left. Everything was practically perfect, and to put the cherry on top of the cake, I was invited to a gala event for talented young jockeys. I needed to look the part, so I got my driver to take me to the mall to find the most amazing outfit. But on the way, everything changed. I woke up in the hospital, wearing an ugly gown and feeling dizzy with confusion. Oh my, you're awake! Huh? Why am I here? Sweetie, you were in a car accident. You've been in a coma for the last 2 years. 2 years? What? No way! That meant I'd missed out on 2 whole years of my life and was now 17! I missed my own sweet 16th! Once I got over the initial shock of being Sleeping Beauty, I made sure to ask the most important question. Is Jackal okay? Who won the Grand Youth Championship? After catching up with my parents, they told me something even more surprising.
Audrey, you've been very poorly, and we thought we were going to lose you. You needed a new kidney, but we weren't matches. But Belinda was, and she donated you hers.
We are so grateful to her that when her mom sadly passed away, we decided to adopt her. She's now your sister. I was sad to hear about Belinda's mom, but grateful for what Belinda did for me. I'd always seen her as my sister anyway. Right after I got discharged from the hospital, I was excited to get back to school and resume my life. Only, it seemed the world had moved on without me. No one dressed like me anymore, and I was stuck in a class with 15-year-olds. I tried to interact with them, so when I saw the teacher pinning up a picture of an elderly man, I asked if this was her grandpa. The whole class fell silent for a second, then suddenly exploded with laughter.
It's the president, Audrey.
Ugh, how was I supposed to know? At lunchtime, when I went to join my old friends, I overheard them talking. 2021 called, it wants its tennis skirt back. Hmm? What language is she speaking? Oh my god, Audrey is like an alien. She doesn't know anything. I mentioned the lucky girl syndrome trend and she literally looked at me like a fish. Come on now, you know she can't help it. Let's go get some cheese fries. Anything you say, Belinda. Belinda was on my side, right? It kind of felt like she'd stepped right in and taken my place. At least my parents would be glad to have me home, right? Wrong. Mom was always shopping, attending yoga class and the spa, but she didn't ask me to go with her. Instead, she always asked Belinda. It felt like she'd forgotten that me, her real daughter, actually existed. Meanwhile, at the riding club, as I traipsed through the stables, I heard Dad talking to Belinda about an upcoming event.
I'm so lucky you're here to help promote this event. I'd be lost without you.
I no longer fit in at school, at home, or at the horse racing club. Life has changed around me, and I felt frozen in time. Worse still, I had to take this gross medicine. One time my maid was chasing me around the furniture trying to make me take it, but I used ornaments, cushions, and books to block the path. I was so distracted making my obstacle course that I bumped straight into Douglas Barron, my dad's business partner.
My, you certainly are a determined young lady.
Later that evening, Dad called me into his office. I thought he was going to grumble at me for not taking my meds, but instead he said something I wasn't expecting.
It seems that Douglas is rather impressed by you. He wants you to date his son, Damien. The firm's been under a lot of pressure recently, and having Douglas on side would be beneficial, especially as he's our biggest stakeholder.
What? You want me to date a stranger just to help your business? I can revive the business myself without having to do that. I just need to win the horse racing tournament.
No, it's too soon after the coma. You're not ready yet. Dating is the only way.
Pfft. As if I was gonna listen to Dad. So I secretly came here with Belinda. I was about to saddle up Jackal, but then I got a whiff of horse manure and began to feel dizzy and nauseous. Dad suddenly showed up and took me to the hospital. Turns out, I'm allergic to horse manure. Ugh. Then Dad started yelling at me for training without his permission.
Thankfully, Belinda informed me what was going on and told me about your allergy.
Belinda? Why? Sorry, sis. I only told Dad as I'm worried about you. Whatever. I'm still going to horse race again.
Actually, there's physical therapy, and if you pass the agility test, you could still get back to training.
Dad, please!
Fine. Do the therapy, but only if you go on this date with Damien.
I agreed to go on the date, but I never said anything about being well-behaved on it. So in order to prepare for our special date, I watched this tutorial video, How to Dress to Attract Men, a tutorial. Rule number one, make sure your hair is long and never put up. Rule number two, make sure to show a little skin, ladies. Rule number three, footwear should be dainty and delicate. And ta-da! As I showed up at the restaurant looking ridiculous, I instantly recognized this quirky guy from school, Damien. So, I made sure I had the most unapproachable expression on my face. As soon as I sat down, I purposely ordered the weirdest food combo, ice cream hamburger. I was convinced he'd think I was a lunatic and leave, but instead, he reached over and tried a bite of my ice cream burger.
Interesting.
What? How could he like that? Someone please call the food police over here.
Your fashion sense is so refreshing. Everything about you is fascinating. I am rather smitten.
The rumors about him being quirky are definitely true. After the disastrous date with Damien, I met with Cooper, a medical student at the hospital who was helping me with my physical therapy. During the training, he was attentive and super encouraging.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I was beginning to feel better, but then Damien showed up and insisted on staying there so he could check Cooper was doing his job properly. He wouldn't stop humming annoying tunes and munching on potato chips really loudly. Then at home afterward, he wouldn't leave and continued bugging me. When he finally left, I moaned to Belinda about how annoying he was. But to my surprise, she said she thought he was cute and funny? Hang on, does this mean Belinda likes Damien? On the day of the physical examination, I passed every single test without any mistakes. I was smiling as the doctor made his announcement.
Miss Baldwin, I'm afraid you failed the assessment.
I ran out of there and cried to myself. I felt someone sit next to me and was about to tell them to go away when I realized it was Cooper.
Audrey, the improvements you've made are impressive. I was sure you'd pass.
Seeing his caring face made me feel a little better. We talked some more and then he offered to drive me home. As we walked around the corner to the parking lot, we heard Belinda raising her voice with, "The doctor!" We stopped to listen. "I'm not giving you more money! I already paid you for failing Audrey! Sign this, so I can be sure you'll keep this a secret!" What? How could Belinda betray me like this? Belinda, why? Why did you do this? You don't understand how hard it is living in your shadow. I love the horse riding club, but you're coming back, and there will be no use for me there anymore. You ruined everything! Then she stormed off, leaving me standing there stunned. I immediately got home and told Dad what she'd done. I expected him to be on my side, but...
I'm sure you're overthinking the situation. Besides, you should be grateful to Belinda. Not only did she save your life, but now she has agreed to marry Damien to save the company.
Ugh! Belinda was only doing this to steal my life! It wouldn't work. I was more determined than ever to go back into horse riding and claim back my life. Mine! Meanwhile, Cooper helped find another doctor to test me, and this time I passed. I showed my results to Dad, and he finally allowed me to go back to training. But when I brought up Belinda bribing the doctor again, he just remained quiet. Am I even his daughter anymore? Okay, change of plan then. I met up with Damien to ask about his marriage with Belinda. So, did you agree to the marriage?
No way! I don't want to marry whatever her name is.
Great! I mean, that's sad.
Well, my heart belongs to you.
How about we get payback on them and fake date? Just faking it, though, if you don't mind.
Fake? Real? If it means being your boyfriend, then I'll do it!
So we immediately returned home, walked inside and linked arms and gave each other lovey-dovey looks. Belinda's scrunched up face was a picture. I resumed horse riding practice and got around my allergy problems by using sachets and spraying perfume all over myself. It worked at first, but then I started getting allergic to the sachets too. Cooper immediately took notice and the next day he showed up with some homemade herbal sachets. Not only did they help cure my allergy, but they also had a calming effect on me. Without the allergy bothering me, I could focus on practicing. And soon I was back to my amazing former riding self again. I showcased my talents to the club and everyone seemed impressed.
A talent like you should be head of the club.
Yeah, I may not be a big talker like someone I know, but actions speak louder than words. Belinda was clearly jealous of my rise to success, so she pulled some mean pranks on me at school. One time she suddenly turned nice and offered me a coffee, but it turned out she had snuck hot sauce in it. I was so mad. I changed her ringtone to fart sounds and called her number. It was hilarious. But then she suddenly fainted and was taken to the school infirmary. Oh, come on. She was so hurt she fainted. I told the other students she was faking it, but instead of listening to me, they all took Belinda's side.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You're so ungrateful. Belinda even gave you her kidney, yet you scared her so much she fainted?
Yeah, you wouldn't be here today without her. What kind of person are you?
Feeling deflated and not listened to, I ran off. I stormed home, and on the way, bumped into Cooper. Unable to hold my emotions anymore, I burst into tears. He insisted we went for a walk, and I ended up spilling out everything to him.
I don't condone what Belinda did, but I kinda see it from her perspective. She's an orphan who longs for a family. She finally found her place in the world, and then you woke up and became a threat.
I never thought of it like that before. I realized the best thing I could do was to stop the pointless revenge and put all my energy into my recovery. I stopped hanging around with my clique, then broke up with Damien. I trained hard at the club, but not for my dad or the company, but for myself. Belinda showed up and tried provoking me, but I just ignored her. All my hard work paid off, and I qualified for the tournament. At the tournament, I was leading the race and felt unstoppable. But then some bees started buzzing around Jackal's face. He freaked out and started bucking. Then everything went dark. I woke up in hospital feeling drowsy and saw someone rummaging in my bed. Belinda, what are you doing? Then Cooper appeared.
Is this what you're after? I saw Belinda swap the sachets for pollen ones to attract the bees. I bet she also switched the ones before to worsen your allergies.
What did I do to deserve this? It's so easy for you, isn't it? Because of you, I've lost everything!
Belinda, how could you? Apologize to Audrey right now!
No, I won't! This is all your fault!
It's all my fault. Many years ago, I was in a relationship with Belinda's mom. We ended on amicable terms, but it was only in her final days that she told me the truth. Belinda is my daughter. I didn't want to upset anyone, so I kept it to myself. But then when you needed a kidney and Belinda ended up being a match, I used this as a reason to suggest adopting her. Then you woke up and we were so happy. I didn't realize how this had affected Belinda or you, Audrey. Please forgive me. I want to put it right.
Mom and me were so shocked, and Mom told him to go and find Belinda. After Dad left, Mom hugged me.
Sweetie, both you and Belinda deserve warmth and love. I promise things will be better from now on.
As I left the hospital the next day, I saw Belinda walking toward me. I'm so sorry. You've been nothing but good to me, and I was horrible. I was so worried about you when you were in the coma. But when you woke up, I got scared no one would want me anymore. I care about you, Audrey. You're my sister. I wrapped my arms around her. You've always been a sister to me, Belinda. But please, no more pranks. Then I saw Cooper walking over to me, holding a huge balloon.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Looks like you have company.
I'm glad you both made up. Here, I got you this.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.